Welcome to the world of the hidden divine. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the hidden divine. This is my first episode, so bear with me if I'm still figuring things out. My name is Maddie, and I'm really excited to start this podcast and share my thoughts with you for anyone who's interested in listening. So I've started this brand, The Hidden Divine, to showcase a few different things, a few of my different, services and products. So on the product end, I have been working a lot on different artistic creations, especially living creations like terrariums and plants and various gardening related things that are kind of bring life into your space. And I also have art as well, some paintings I've made. And that's kind of what's up for now. Also, some hand-painted clothes will also be available on my shop. And then on the services side, I am offering video consultations for tarot readings, as well as birth chart readings. So the tarot reading is, actually, I'm going to go into it a little bit later, as well as the birth chart readings. Maybe I'll make an episode specifically highlighting those services and go into a little bit more detail about what you could get with those services. But something else I wanted to include in my overall brand is a podcast, and addition to my social media, sort of sharing all of the different values, and not even values, just messages, thoughts, and ideas that I have that surround this brand and why I want to kind of create this and share these things. Throughout my life, I've definitely had an up and down relationship with spirituality and the divine. So when I was younger, I really actually thought a lot about religion and God and spirituality. And I was very skeptical of it, actually. I really kind of didn't believe it when my friends would, you know, who are very religious, would tell me things. I had a very close friend when I was younger who would always be talking about heaven and hell and God. And I was like, well, what if God doesn't exist? What if heaven doesn't exist? What if hell doesn't exist? And, you know, she just couldn't believe that I'd be asked those questions. But I was always very skeptical of these things and always like, I don't really know. But as I got older and older, you know, I looked more and more into different religions and started actually studying them, the history of them, and really was intrigued by just culture and spirituality in general. Even though I was still skeptical and very didn't like the idea of following a dogma or following rules, because someone tells you to, you know, because a group tells you to, or doing things because of a group, basically, or some sort of ideal that you're holding yourself to. So I was always kind of maybe against it, or at least didn't want to define myself in any particular way. And honestly, through that process, I have really actually come to find my spirituality, but I've also took a lot of twists and turns before that, before I've come to where I am now. So I wanted to kind of go over those, and kind of the important moments for me and the turning points. So I think I've always, at least, maybe it's my Sagittarius sun, that I knew that although I didn't quite believe, you know, anything that the religions were telling me, I was very intrigued by the fact that there is more than what meets the eye and what you just see and feel on a daily basis. I've always thought that the world is much more magical and mystical than we kind of make it out to be sometimes. So I've definitely always paid careful attention, noticed things that are just really remarkable and magic about the world, and especially the environment and nature. I just have so much respect and admiration for it. It's always been special kind of time for me to spend time outdoors and with plants and animals. So that was kind of the beginning, you know, just really feeling, you know, knowing that there's more to be discovered, always knowing that there's more answers, there's more questions, there's more answers, and there's always going to be another question, always another answer, because there's literally infinite things to learn. So always had that curiosity and wanted to ask those questions kind of, you know, from a young age. I remember actually being a kid and those moments where you think about the universe, you know, when you think about everything and why, you know, that question of why, of like, why are we here? What was before us? All of that, you know, that I'll dig deeper into hopefully in some more episodes. But I remember those feelings like overwhelming me, you know, and like that sense of almost dread, but it was like a little bit more than dread. It was also kind of excitement and nervousness, knowing that there's so much to be discovered and that's so unknown. And now when I think about those things and I have those big questions, I am so at peace. Like, it's really peaceful. It's a peaceful time for me, and I feel comfort in those big questions. And I'm going to go into why those, that's comforting for me, and why kind of I've gotten to the comfort I am now with like existence, I guess. But I do remember being younger and those like questions overwhelming me and feeling so like, whoa, this is something I don't know. Like, I really don't know the answer to this. It's such a mystery, which that's what I love about being alive, is like, you literally, your existence is the mystery, is the adventure, is the question. So that's something that's just so remarkable. But to go into a little bit of background, I think I have to start with my calling and interest in natural medicine, and especially psychedelic or entheogenic medicine. To get more into that topic, I need to first give a background of the experiences that led up to the other experiences, I guess, I'm going to tell you about. So I have been blessed with the opportunity, or I was blessed, to live and study in three different places around the world, and I chose three different continents, and I was able to choose a research study question throughout the duration of the experience and spend some time, and I'll go into a little bit more detail about the time I spent doing the research, but basically, I ended up doing my final research question on the kind of perception, access, and understanding of psychedelic medicines. So I've focused basically on natural psychedelic medicines and some sort of other psychoactive medicines like cannabis around the world, and kind of how they're perceived. And so I visited China, Ecuador, and Spain, and I was able to really give an overview, and I kind of also compared that to my experience in the United States and the psychedelic revolution going on right now within our country, and the work that organizations like MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, what they're doing, and what other really great organizations across the US and Europe are kind of getting at psychedelic studies. But in places like Ecuador, you know, that knowledge of and the use of ayahuasca is already there. They already have that respect, and it's already legal there. In Spain as well, it is also legal in these countries. It's legal via spirituality and religious use, but like the use of ayahuasca and the use of magic mushrooms per se, or psilocybin, psychedelic mushrooms, is legal more in a spiritual sense, which makes sense. But in the United States, that is also true technically, but it's much, much harder to get approval and much more likely if you are, you know, distributing the substance to get, you know, in trouble or go to jail, I guess, all depending on other situations. But obviously they're still used within the United States, but we are dealing with some issues there with DMT and psilocybin being on Schedule 1, which is really crazy. I'm openly against that. But it is really interesting how around the world they're perceived, because again, we have over in China where anything marijuana and as well as psilocybin and DMT are completely frowned upon and not allowed, illegal, and generally completely people don't even know about it or use them or think about them in China. But it's interesting because in some parts of Southeast Asia, psilocybin mushrooms are very prevalent and available and common. So it's a very wide-ranging issue around the world, which is very interesting, but it has also been influencing humanity for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, perhaps the entire time humans have existed. Psychedelic substances have existed alongside us, and we've most likely been using them for that amount of time. So that's something that's so beautiful as well, is the connection perhaps to spirituality and religion throughout time, something I'm interested in studying more, looking at more concrete evidence of this, because I definitely think psychoactive entheogenic substances have had a huge influence on culture and spirituality throughout history and around the world. So back to kind of my personal journey with these substances, I really was called to work with this and ask more questions. So I really had an amazing opportunity, particularly in Ecuador, where I worked with a group called Mayu Ecuador. I really highly recommend them, and they're amazing and such kind, amazing people who allowed me to work with them for a month and attend their activities and events. They host ayahuasca retreats, sound therapy, dance therapy. They do consultations, and they were very strong supporters of medicinal marijuana legalization in Ecuador, and it actually was passed. And I was incredibly proud because I know how much hard work they were doing and really talking to the government and getting people involved, the patients who were really suffering and really needed it. And they've really helped make that a reality in Ecuador. So I was really honored to be a part of that and to attend some of their events, which included an ayahuasca ceremony. And I really was fascinated by how the use of ayahuasca tied into the culture and tied into their spirituality so much, and how much their spirituality was rooted in just nature, just living in harmony with nature. And so kind of everything came together in a really beautiful way when I was there in Ecuador, and I had an incredible experience. So a concept that I became incredibly fond of while I was there and while I was learning about the Ecuadorian culture and the local indigenous cultures within the Amazon and around that region was called Sumac Causai. So Sumac Causai means, they translate it to Spanish as buen vivir, but a true meaning that I really got of it talking to people and asking questions was living truly in harmony with the universe, with nature. They have kind of a cosmology of as a spiral universe that's constantly recycled. And so the idea of Sumac Causai is being able to live truly in harmony with nature's cycles, with the cycles of the universe, and not really getting hung up, you know, on things, and not really taking more than you need, and not maybe living, giving and taking equally, or even giving more than you take. So that kind of idea of really, and you can just tell in the way that when I was lucky enough to visit an Amazonian kind of tribe and group living there, and just all of the people I talked to, especially kind of the more indigenous local people living in smaller towns in Ecuador who had a lot of indigenous roots, were really living that concept, really living in Sumac Causai, just happy, you know, with what they had and able to work for themselves and their land. And I think we all have it in us to live that way. And I do see sometimes it gets out of balance, but something else I've learned is that even if you try or you push too hard in one direction and you're out of Sumac Causai, the universe is going to come right back in and put you back into place. And maybe that's when you're going to experience hardship, when you've been taking too much, you know, and now it's time to give back. I think that's kind of what's happening globally, is the world, we've been taking too much, we've been pushing our limits too far, and there's going to be pushbacks from nature, from the universe, just like this virus happening right now. I mean, we can't control kind of the very mysterious and varied ways that the universe will push back sometimes when we push too far in one direction or take too much, or feel ourselves going out of that balance, because it's definitely always there. There's always the action and the reaction. And I just really loved that spirituality. And it really helped kind of form my ayahuasca experience and form my perspective going out of it. From my ayahuasca ceremony, as well as several other psychedelic related experiences, and just a lot of reflection, meditation, time, I listen to a lot of frequencies, you know, binaural beats, I highly recommend them. And dreaming, also my dreams really help me a lot. A lot of this has really kind of, over the past year or 2 years, formed my own personal spirituality and my own perception of the divine. And my own belief and my own understanding is that the entire universe is one being, one consciousness that we are all a part of. And what you experience is a beautiful part of it. It's a small and beautiful part of it. And everything around us is a part of this divine. And the mysteries and all these questions that we have, there are so many answers right around us. And when you ask questions, and when you ask questions to the water, the sun, the moon, the trees around you, you'll get answers, and answers and visions and just a lot of beauty and a lot of gratitude. So that's something I'm trying to present to you guys in this podcast. And I also would love to focus on any specific questions that people have. Yes, I would love to talk about that, but also just kind of share my little piece of the divine, because we all have a part of it. And really the goal of this podcast is to help you discover what you already have within yourself, because we're all connected. We're all connected to this whole source, the whole divine, you know, we're all here in it forever, literally forever. We're here. So let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss. Let's ask questions. That's what I want to do. I want to figure it all out, you know, get at things maybe that I haven't yet. And I'm really excited to be on this journey with everyone and be figuring this all out together with you guys. I wanted to conclude my episode with a piece of gratitude and an affirmation for you. So I am really, really grateful for all the plants around me right now. I'm sitting in my garden and just looking at the trees, and wow, I'm so lucky. They provide so much life and are just so awesome. Like, to have so many little amazing beings around you. I'm really grateful that I live in Florida and it's all green right now. And it's so warm and they're all flourishing, all my little babies. And my affirmation for you is, this is just coming straight from the heart. It's nothing. I haven't even thought about this before. It's an affirmation for myself right now that I am powerful and I can do so much. My time is very valuable. That's it. All of our time is really valuable, and we're so lucky to live it and use it every day. Grateful for that as well. So, yeah, and all these plants around me. I hope you all have a fantastic day, and you tune in for my second podcast. Thank you so much for listening all the way through. Bye.